And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's out today. He's fishing. What else? Hey, but we have a great co-host today. Mr. Jim Salazar from Promar, our lobster guru, is here. Yes, indeed. 1 week from today, we will be pulling the bugs out of the water, and we're going to tell you how to do it right. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind-stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2 and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronics for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com. For more details. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hooker Up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Max is out fishing today. We'll get a report from him down the road. But great co-host today, our buddy Jim Salazar, the lobster guru himself, is here from Promar. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you? How are you, Pete?
Great to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in this morning. I can't believe it's lobster season and we're still catching wahoo and tuna and Dorado, and we're talking lobsters.
I wonder if I'm going to have to talk people into it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to have to talk me into it. I love lobster fishing. It's so much fun, and I know a lot of fellow anglers share that that love for the tasty bugs out there and just the kind of the thrill of seeing what comes in the net.
Plus, you can add to your Grand Slam now. You can get your wahoo, your local tuna, your Dorado, and a lobster.
In the same day.
In the same day.
Yeah, how about that? Maybe even a blue marlin mixed in, right?
There you go.
Yeah, you never know about that. Well, lobster season starts 12:01 Saturday morning, right?
Yes, it does. And DFG is talking about changing that eventually, probably in that 17-18 season. We'll make it a 6 a.m. Saturday start. Much safer.
Much safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means Saturday night would be the first real night start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that you're talking about 17-18 would be next year's season. No, 2 years.
2 years,
yeah. Because they change the regulations every 2 years, right?
Well, they pushed it back is what they did. They were going to make it the 16-17 season, but it ended up with the oil spill they had up in Gaviota and some other problems that DFG was having. They ended up having to push back their reg changes.
Yeah. So,
do you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
now?
Let's talk about that because typically the DFG confuses all of us. and thank goodness for you because you keep us abreast of what's going on.
They do their best to confuse us, but on the other hand, they are very, very proud of their lobster resource and their regulations of it. I talked to Travis Buck. He's the guy who lives down here in San Diego, and he does all the lobster report card analyzing and data receipt. And his boss is Tom Mason. He kind of took Christine Barsky and Kai Lampson's place up in Santa Barbara area as the invertebrate master. And they sent me this information below. The regulatory process and opportunities for public comment currently scheduled to start in 2016. Adopted regulations would not go into effect until the 2017-18 lobster season. And basically here's the regs that will go into effect on changes for recreational lobster. They're going to require hole punching or a fin clipping on the middle fin of all retained lobsters.
What that'll
do is it'll identify a recreational caught lobster so they can't cheat and sell them commercially.
I'm all for that.
They're also going to add a little tag ruling on there too that makes it illegal to release any punched or caught or cut lobsters. So you can't submarine the commercial guys that way.
Yeah. So, that's a good point. Okay. So let's talk about that. Does the lobster, as soon as you possess it, need to be punched or clipped?
We haven't worked it out completely in the wording. They're still working on all that. That stuff will all be presented in December at the December meeting down here in San Diego.
Because I'm thinking culling at this point. Right.
Now, culling has always been illegal, technically. So I guess technically, as soon as you take a legal lobster and it's in your possession, you need to punch it, is what I imagine.
Uh-huh.
But again, I'm not a warden. They haven't finished out the wording on it, so I really can't say for sure. But that would make sense because of the possession laws and all.
Yeah.
And the culling, as you say.
So if let's reverse it here for the commercial guys. If guys start punching or clipping, and commercial guys catch a punched or clipped lobster in their traps, they have to let it go.
I would imagine so. Again, it's a gray area. It hasn't been confirmed.
That's an interesting twist.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was something they just I talked to them about recently, and they just added this because they were concerned about people punching and releasing just to ruin the commercial catch.
However, let's talk about lobster life cycle. They molt every year. When they molt,
when they're small, they molt multi times during the year.
Multi times.
And as they get bigger, they molt less often.
But when they molt, that clip or tail would be back, right?
Exactly. They would have a whole new tail.
It would only be a temporary deal.
Exactly.
It wouldn't ruin the resource for the commercial guy.
I would hope not, and I would hope people would respect them.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the other change, recreational opener. We talked about that. They're talking about that midnight opener that we have right now, which is dangerous and it's silly. You know, you get people out there thinking they got to get out at night, and half the crew's out there are drunk anyway. So they're talking about changing it to a 6 a.m. opener on Saturday.
Smart.
And, you know, we took the high road as the recreational guys. When we said we wanted to move it up, or we wanted to move it back, the commercial guys always wanted to adjust their times to it. So we just took the high road and said, we'll just move it back. And if we lose a half a day, we lose a half a day. Big deal.
Yeah. Because basically, commercial guys are allowed to bait their traps on Monday morning, right?
I believe it's Monday morning, but they can't pull them till Wednesday, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they get a few days on us.
Yeah.
So it is a good idea to get out there and try and hit those deeper spots or those commercial spots those first few days of the season when you can without any commercial pressure from them. And then one of the other requirements that may change is they're talking about requiring HoopNet operators to mark their HoopNet floats with their Go ID. It's your fishing license number. When you buy a fishing license, you're given a Go ID number. And it's on all your DFG licenses or permits that you might buy is that same Go ID number.
Which would be on your lobster report
card.
Which
is on your lobster report card and on your fishing license. So you just take that Go ID number and they want you to legibly write it on your float. This is something that I'm anticipating a few hiccups in because so many people use so many different kinds of floats.
Yeah.
Not everybody's.
I'm trying to decipher that one.
I tried to get it to go commercial style floats and get them to standardize the float, but they didn't want to go that route yet.
What about just putting your name on it?
It's the Go ID is what they want because it gives them the information that they need.
Okay.
And then one last one is clarifying that. Spear fishermen may be possessed, a spear gun or spear gear may be possessed by divers while targeting or possession of lobsters. Right now they can't have any kind of a hook device that you can take down with you. So they're talking about allowing a spear gun or spear pole so that you can use it to catch a halibut or other critters that you see while you're diving.
Makes sense.
And that's it. That's really the only changes that were consensus items. The handicap restriction on the mechanized puller, like the ace line haulers, that went away because there were no tickets, there were no citations, there were no convictions for any kind of poaching for that. So it was silly to try and make a law for something that there's been no convictions on.
So are these new regulations kind of going to go through in 17-18?
I'm pretty sure they will because they're all pretty, you know, pretty basic. They're good for the resource.
So again, this is not this year, this is not next year, this is 2 years.
17-18 season.
Okay.
17-18 lobster season when that'll happen. And the commercial guys will also get trap limits at that time, which is yahoo.
Yeah, no kidding, about time.
It's been the Wild West.
Yeah.
They've had no limits, no quotas, no gear limits. We've had gear quotas and possession limits for forever.
So they won't re-meet next year and change these deals?
In December 7th, we're meeting in San Diego. If anybody's interested and you want to catch up on what's going on with spiny lobsters, come on down to the meeting in San Diego, the DFG Fish and Game Commission meeting right there.
Yeah.
It's an important one. Come on down and lend your support for the lobster fishery.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Jim. How much do you get paid for spending all this time and effort to keep our recreational lobster fishing?
The same amount I get paid for being as you get paid also for being on the board of directors of the CCA.
How much is that? Zero.
Exactly.
So I want to throw out hats off to you, Jim, for a guy who is, you're a recreational fisherman and you do a lot of seminars and stuff like that and you're involved in the industry, but you spend a lot of your personal time in this lobster effort to keep things alive. And I thank you personally from myself and all the recreational lobster guys out there, because if it wasn't for a guy like you, the commercial guys would be running rampant all over us. And we know that it's true because this is their livelihood and this is recreation for us. It's their livelihood and they have a big stake in this game. So
it's not just them. It's also the ecos.
Yeah. The ecos too.
Yeah.
Huh? What do the ecos want? I mean, come on.
They want a ocean that is out there that you can go dive and look at, and that's it.
You can't touch the extreme environmentalists we're talking about there. And then, of course, like I say, you're a guy that gives back, and I certainly hope that you're a model for other anglers and people in the industry to give back to our sport in helping volunteer and be on a board of directors for CCA. I know Wayne talked about building CCA up and building up, and what makes CCA strong are these regional groups that they're putting together right now. And I know that they're looking for board of director members here in San Diego. Steve Pazel, who's going to be the president of the CCA board down here. I know that up in L.A., they've got several. Orange County's working on them. There's several of them. They need people to give back and help out.
John Belanti's doing a great job up in L.A., mentioning that. And thank you for the kudos, by the way.
Yeah, you bet.
But John Belanti's doing a great job up in L.A. He was up at Bass Pro Shops with me last week at my seminars. Wayne's been at my seminars. He'll be at the West Marine seminar I'm doing later today.
Okay.
It's been great. I've been making a little CCA presentation before I do the seminar, and they've been there to sign up people. So it's,
oh, fantastic.
It's worked out great. Yeah.
So that's today in San Diego on Rosecrans Street. We're going to hear from Dan Hart later on in the show about it, but 11 o'clock this morning at West Marine in San Diego.
11 o'clock today.
Yeah, that's going to be, and so you're going to be talking about hooping.
I'll be talking about hooping and talking about
Promar
and all our products and CCA and getting everybody all ready for the hoop netting season.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so what do you need to do to be ready for next Saturday?
You need to have a fishing license, okay, unless you're under 16. And there isn't a better deal on the market than that $10 report card, which everybody has to have. So you have to have a fishing
license.
Whether
you're 16 and under or not.
Whether you have a fishing license or not, and whether you're on a pier, you don't need a fishing license. You still have to have a report card if you're trying to catch lobsters. It's under $10 for that report card. It's the best deal in town. When you consider Captain Kidd's had, at my local fish market up in Redondo, had spiny lobster for $39.99 a pound last year. We put a pound and a quarter legal lobster on the scale. It was $49.99 for that legal lobster.
Oh,
that's insane.
Man.
So a $10 report card. Buy one for your kids. Have them help you measure the lobsters and pull them up. Best deal in town right there.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great deal. So then you'll need...
Speaking of report cards,
yeah,
the Fish and Game did ask me to make a recommendation that people submit their report cards online. It's easier for them to get the data. Not only that, but it gives you a confirmation number. There were too many report cards that were lost in the mail last year. And when you lose a report card in the mail, you're still responsible for it. You still have to make that $20 fine payment.
Ooh.
Yeah, so online is the way to go, guys. Much quicker, much easier. Put those report cards in there online.
Okay, yeah. Good tip there because, yeah, we can sometimes rely on our U.S.
Can I keep going on the DFG
Absolutely.
Stuff? Because
Please
last
do.
Week at the on the I think Brandon was on last was it last week?
Yes.
Brandon was on.
Yep.
And he and Rick were talking about bait last week, and they were asking each other about what they thought would happen with the new. I'm not sure if somebody called in and asked or not, but I know the point came up that they were talking about tuna and bonita.
And this is really important, guys, so listen up on this.
They were talking about using tuna and bonita as bait and whether they thought there would be any kind of problems or, you know, with the new tuna regulations on fillet regulations. And
the size limit on
size
bonita.
Limit on bonita and quantity limits. So what I did was I called Lieutenant Cord. He was lieutenant on the Thresher offshore boat that the DFG uses. And he was on the FMP, the Fishery Management Plan stuff, with the Lobster Advisory Committee. So I called him. He was pretty much on lobster stuff, up on lobster stuff. So he said, first off, I want to tell you guys that commercial lobster trappers have a specific exemption with fish offal that they receive from the Sport Fish Exchange, meaning the fish processors. So they have a specific separate exemption with Fish and Game, so they can use tuna parts. And then what he said was, it is illegal to waste fish. And when they consider wasting fish is taking a whole skipjack or a whole bonita and cutting it up and using that as bait. He suggested that we used heads and carcasses were the best way to go. And using baits that have limits, either in size or quantity, or tuna with the new special fillet regulations, that technically is illegal. But
if you take a skipjack.
So if you take a whole skipjack or a whole bonita and you cut it up and you put it inside your bait cage, and it's just whole big pieces, He said technically that is a waste of fish.
Technically.
Yes. Now, he likened the technically part to driving on the freeway at 68 or 70 miles an hour. He said you probably won't get a ticket for it, but it is illegal.
Okay.
So just be careful, guys. He also suggested that if you buy skipjack or bonita from New Fish Oil or one of the big bait companies like that, that you save your receipt, because that receipt is going to be proof that these chopped up fish that you have in there were actually purchased and not sport caught fish.
Oh, that's a good point. So tell us about that New Fish Oil. I'm not familiar with.
Well, it's New Fish Oil is one of the bait companies that has sardines, anchovies, and you know, packaged stuff that you find in a lot of the tackle stores, especially in the northern part of Southern California,
sure.
L.A., Orange County area.
Right.
I'm not sure whose service is down here in San Diego, but. It's one of those companies that you can go to and you can actually buy in bulk a box of mackerel or a box of bonita or a box of skipjack if they have that in sardines or whatever.
Yeah.
So when you buy those kind of things, it's a good idea, he said, to save your receipt so that you can prove that it was store-bought bait.
Okay. Because that's legal.
Because that is legal.
Yeah, okay.
Now, one of the other things he said was the biggest problem he sees on the water all year long is the bad measuring methods used on lobsters and all the short lobsters he sees caught using bad measuring methods. He says, make sure your gauge is legal, first of all. Put it against a tape measure that you know is 3 1/4 inches and measure it. He said, and then when you measure your lobster, put the gauge on the front of the lobster and bring the back part of the gauge down. And it needs to contact the carapace. When the front part of the gauge goes in between those horns, it can't be against the eye membranes. It has to be against the hard part of the shell. And when the gauge comes down, if you put that gauge on there and you can lift up the lobster, then it's a 3 1/4 inch lobster. But if you can't lift that lobster up and it keeps coming off of the lobster, then it's just under 3 1/4 inches. So I asked another warden, I said to him, well, how do you determine that's legal or illegal? He says, what I do is I put my gauge on there, and then I put the ticket between the gauge and the carapace. And if the ticket fits between the gauge and the carapace, you get to keep the ticket.
That's a good one. These guys don't mess around. So I'm telling you, don't keep the short or even the questionable shorts. What I do is I have a gauge where I shaved off
a lot of people
just
do that.
A little bit extra just to make sure, just so I'm not borderline.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. Not worth it. You know, what is the ticket? $500?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, big ticket.
And then report cards was another big issue. Please fill them out before starting your hooping, and then fill out the number of lobsters kept before coming back in. And then, like I said, that online reporting is the important thing.
Yeah, good stuff.
And that report card, guys, it's really, really important. Return it. I need that info.
It's good for recreational guys. It's not a negative.
It's not a negative thing, you guys. Myself and Al Sestukovich used it during the lobster advisory committee meetings.
And why is it good for us?
Because I would turn to Travis Buck and I would say, how many lobsters did we catch last year? How many pounds was that? How many per trip? How many trips did we go on where we didn't even use our report cards? And it's amazing. It was 21% of the report cards that were bought last year didn't even get used. So I would turn to the commercial guys and say, look, we're not the devil. We're not going out and catching 7 lobsters with every report card on every trip.
No question.
As a matter of fact, it's only 1.9 lobsters caught
per trip.
Wow. So, you know,
and the quantity, the numbers, are what's staggering compared to the commercial take.
Yes, they are. Although we went up quite a bit this year. It was incredible. Last year we had 67,000 lobsters caught. This year we went up to 114,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how does that compare with commercial guys?
It's still much less. It's still about maybe 30% or so of their catch.
30%? Maybe even.
Maybe 30% of their catch. And that's with the extrapolation with the averaging that the fishing game does, because we're still only getting 54% of our report cards returned.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about. Jim is the guru. You hear it right there, and we have a lot more to talk about here. And if you want to join us, toll-free anywhere in the U.S., 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090, or 858-457-1090. And right here in Southern California, you can dial us up at 858-457-1090, 858-457-1090. A line open on each of those. And Jim has
a really nice set of prizes for our callers this morning, thanks to the guys at Promar. Jim, give it to us.
Well, Ben and Jason gave me a great couple packages. They gave me a hooping package that is so complete. It's an Eclipse conical net with an Eclipse rigging kit, a sea lion-proof bait cage, which is the premier thing down here in
awesome.
San Diego, lobster and crab gauge, an LED light stick, the new heavy-duty line gloves to handle your lobsters with, and a copy of my book, Hooping It Up.
Those new line gloves are cool.
Aren't they? They're great for handling
lobsters.
Yeah,
they're really nice. Yeah, that's a nice setup.
It's a full setup. You're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got two packages for two callers. They'll receive an assorted set of our new live deception jigs in the anchovy, the sardine, and the green and blue mackerel patterns. And these lifelike laser-printed designs are incredible. Wait till you guys see them.
They are incredible. Like, you look at these, and they don't chip off.
And this bait won't roll on you.
Yeah. It's really, they really work. It's a dart-style jig. Comes in various sizes, and it's brand new live deception jigs from Ponar.
Yeah, we've got them in the anchovy, sardine, and two mackerel patterns, and they go from 1 ounce to 6 ounce.
Wow, very cool. And when we come back, we're going to start taking your phone calls, talk more with Jim, get, of course, a lot of reports there. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, October 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Corral and Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, October 3rd, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check California Sport Fishing .org for more information.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Hey, it's time to talk about Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Now, hey, you know, it's football day today, and what better way to get your football party going than a party tray from Point Loma Seafoods? I'm telling you what. Lobster's good, and they'll have live lobster after the season starts down there, but their gourmet shrimp.
Or some of that smoked fish.
Oh, the smoked fish on that party tray, unbelievable. Makes for a great, I mean, you'll be the star of the show, I promise. You add a little of their custom-made sushi in there, you gotta love it. But one of the new things I'm loving down at Point Loma Seafoods is their poke. Ahi poke, it's like you just went to Hawaii. The poke is amazing, and they have it now at Point Loma Seafoods. And Jim, have you tried the new shrimp tacos?
No, but that poke sounds like it might be my lunch today on the way home.
I would go there at Point Loma Seafoods. That's the thing. If you want seafood, and anywhere, I travel all over the place, there is no place like Point Loma Seafoods. It is the best fish market I've ever been to in the world. And it's right here in our backyard.
Parking's easy, and the view is incredible where you're eating.
That's true. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com, it's unique.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's almost like a deja vu. Here he is, live from the East Cape, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hello, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Yeah, I just heard my ad there.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I can repeat myself here.
Huh? Well, no. Talking about that beautiful place and looking forward to it. We'll be doing a live broadcast from Rancho Leonero 2 weeks from today. Can you believe
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's a nice October, Pete. You're going to enjoy your trip down here. It's been a different year, you know. It's got warm early. As you know, in our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, we got kind of bumped by a probable hurricane that didn't happen, and,
yeah.
And since then, nothing, absolutely nothing.
Knock on wood, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I better be careful.
Yeah.
But it's starting to cool down now. We had a lot of rain. It's real green and beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous down there right now. You'd think you were down in Veracruz, Mexico or somewhere. It's jungly. It's
wow.
Really something really nice. But it's cooled down. We got cool evenings and mornings and very, very pleasant. Highs are in the high 80s and... So it's very nice weather. Fishing's been the good, you know. We've just lately in about the last month we've been getting sardine regular, which really makes a difference inside, especially for the fly fishermen and all that. So we have real nice big sardine unlimited supply, and that's making a difference inside for the smaller rooster fish and just a lot of inshore activity that we couldn't access earlier because of the lack of sardine. The tuna bites continue, same area, right off of La Rivera, no more than 15 minutes from the Rancho Leonero Pier. Our largest fish are 18 to 20, most football size, but everybody's limiting. They're mixed with some big skipjack that are doing some real major tugging, and fun stuff for everybody. Everybody's pretty much limiting, and that seems to be the focus of attention for everybody going out. There's some Dorado around, not schooling. They're picking them up on the troll around the tuna areas. Biggest was in the mid-20s, no real size there. Quite a few wahoo this week. They're picking up Rapalas rigged with fluorocarbon, not real big, but between 30 to 50 pounds, and we've had, a dozen at least to the ranch this week. On the troll on them, bottom's been good, a lot of amberjack and barred pargo, with a few Sierra for whatever reason with the 86-degree water. We still got Sierra around, but good rooster fishing as well with these sardines. Now the smaller rooster fish are around right off the marine entrance and all that. So lots of activity, lots going on. No real giant fish. By the way, real good bill fishing as well, but hardly anyone's going out there and going after them. So,
hey, that's good. There's so much to catch. I know Jim's a big fan of Rancho Leonero. He takes his Hobie kayak down there and paddles around, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I've sat in that bar and had a few drinks watching the sunset. A beautiful place.
Yeah, it's some good margaritas in here, too.
Oh, yeah. And 2 weeks from today, I'll remind you, John Ireland, Rock Cod Rick, myself will be sitting right there broadcasting live Let's Talk Hookup from Rancho Leonero in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to that. If you want to come down and join us, hang out with us, still space available?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got rooms all through October. It's pretty full, but we do have rooms throughout the month.
Popular month.
You know, October is a great month because it is cool. The air is cooling down, but you still have the real warm water that's creating the good fish and stuff.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A real good month.
Indeed. How do we get a hold if we want to book a trip?
Thanks, Pedro. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandAero.com.
All right. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks for the report. All right. Phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and start things off with Paul calling us from Bellflower. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pete. How are you doing?
Great.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing lobster great.
Guru. Okay, what is the best lobster puller to use?
The best lobster puller. I'm glad you asked. I just got a brand new one. Vartan from up in Canada from the Ace Line Hauler Company sent me a brand new Ace Line Hauler with the Bulldog attachment. And Pete and I were go ahead.
What do they cost?
They're a little expensive. They're about $550, I believe, retail, I think. Is that about right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. But I'll tell you what, they are incredible. I have one on my boat, and it's basically you put the line in there, and it's hands-free. So, if, like, for example, if you're pulling deep, hoops, it makes it almost effortless. It makes it a lot more fun, too. You're not worn out.
It's a super well-made machine, too. Well worth the money because it's going to last you forever. It's made out of aluminum. A lot of the parts are aluminum or stainless, and the parts that are aluminum are powder-coated, and the stainless parts are the wheels, and the pulleys are Delrin, and the motor is a sealed motor. Pulls about 150 feet a minute. It's a 12-volt motor. I just set my 200, last year I did 200-foot ropes. I like a lot of deep spots because I don't find anybody else out there, and I know exactly where the lobsters are. They're going to be on that reef or they're going to be on that wreck, so I can just go drop my gear right on those spots, and I know I'm going to get my limits that evening. So I love my deep hooping, and guys like Brandon are really getting turned on to it. Brandon Haywood's, he's been using a hauler and started using one last year after Pete beat him up about hand pulling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's like, come on, man, you got to get an Ace Line hauler. Where do you usually pull, Paul? Excuse me.
I usually pull probably 10 hoops, probably 30, 40 feet.
Are you in the harbor there? We
usually don't go too far out.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly it opens up your opportunities to have a puller. And I've had mine for 6-7 years. It's all still brand new. It's still like it works brand new. So if you they're not cheap, $550. But if you amortize it out over multiple seasons, it's well worth it.
And yours probably still looks brand new, doesn't it, Pete?
It looks brand new.
It's well worth it. It'll save my back. I'm 50 years old.
Yeah, tell me about it, man.
You're telling a 64-year-old guy. Yeah.
AceLineHauler.com. AceLineHauler.com on the web. And check it out, Paul. You will be very, very happy to make that investment. Both Jim and I can promise you on that one. Thanks a lot for getting us started this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. Let's talk to Bill calling us from Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bill.
That's a beautiful day out here.
It is.
I'm telling you, as a disabled veteran, I cannot afford to get on a boat and lobster, so I'm new at this. This is my third year doing it, and I have two questions regarding bait. I have one friend telling me I need to make the bait as stinky as possible, and another friend saying you need to use as fresh as bait as possible. And another question regarding the sea lions. I had a big problem, so I have to switch over to the cages regarding that. Do you suggest making your own? You can buy them. And when is the date of this seminar that you have?
I've got two seminars coming up, lastly, on the last question. I've got one today at 11 o'clock at West Marine, and then I've got
in
one
in San Diego.
In San Diego here.
Right, in Shelter Island.
Right, Shelter Island, right by the launch there. And I've got another one on the 1st over at San Marcos Turner's at 6:30 with Laurie.
Oh, okay, with Laurie Byron over at San Marcos Turner's.
Yeah, she's great. She always puts on a good show.
Oh, yeah. So that's the 1st of October, which is next Thursday.
Right, next Thursday at 6:30.
At Turner's in San Marcos. So those are two local ones for you.
Right.
And now you're doing some up in the L.A. area, too. Let's talk about those.
I'm all done.
Well, you're done in L.A.
Yeah, I did Roger at Save on Tackle.
Okay.
And did Bass Pro Shops, did Turner's or Sports Chalet up in Torrance yesterday.
Okay.
So I've been busy up in that end of town. It's time for me to move back down here and do some work down here.
So Thursday, October 1st at San Marcos Turner's Outdoorsman.
At 6:30.
Today at West Marine in San Diego on Shelter Island there.
At 11 o'clock
today. At 11 o'clock today. Those are the two there. And as far as bait goes, it's very good questions here. Sea lion-proof cages are a must in the bay, right?
There's no other way to go. These guys have escaped from SeaWorld, and they can talk to each other, and they have hands. Trust me, they know what to do.
Cages don't do it, guys.
They don't
they
do it.
They just don't do
Santa
it.
Santa Monica Bay, I can still get away with them.
You can, yeah?
Yeah, for the most part. Although I'll bring
what about Catalina?
Catalina's got some.
Bad.
There's some places that are bad. There's some that you can still get away with it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've put the bait cages down and the bait tubes down in a net with a GoPro camera on them and watched them underwater. And the lobsters and crabs prefer to feed from the bait cage because they can get to it much easier.
Do they?
But if there's no other food there and you have a bait tube down there, they're going to go to that bait tube.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you this: there's add-ons like that crab and shrimp.
Scent.
Yeah, does that stuff help?
I wanted to talk about scent. I was up in this. Well, let me finish this question
okay,
real quick.
Go ahead.
On a boat, as far as boats go, there's some operations running out of San Diego Bay,
mm-hmm.
and there's some operations running out of Long Beach, San Pedro area.
And Dana Point.
And Dana Point.
Wharf.
Oh, that's right. And Dana, too.
Yep.
So they're really not that expensive for you to get on a boat. You know, you don't have to buy a boat to get out there. You don't have to have a kayak to get out there. You can actually jump on one of these boats. And they're pretty affordable. And then as far as bait, fresh bait. I don't like stinky, smelly bait on my boat just for that reason, stinky and smelly. And I don't believe lobsters are into stinky and smelly. I think if they have something fresh and something rancid, they're going to eat from the fresh pile first.
Yep. The best bait, you get a scoop of sardine from the Everingham Brothers and chop it up. That you know.
Very oily, bloody bait.
Yep.
That's a good one.
The best stuff.
So scent. We were talking about scent. I was up in the Sierras a couple weeks ago on my Hobie up at Silver Lake, and we were catching crawdads. All our crawdad traps had cans of cat food in it with holes poked in it. Pretty traditional thing. You put the chicken in there, and that's what you use as your attractant, is the can of cat food. One of the cans fell out of one of the traps, so when we set the traps and pulled them up, the one that didn't have the can of cat food in it, even though it was in a prime area, had about half as many crawdads in it. So scent is extremely important. So a bloody, oily bait is really, really important. Something like sardines that have that oiliness to them. Those little oil droplets stay down in that water column and in that water current, and they attract the lobsters and crabs out of their dens.
Okay. So what about adding these add-on scents? Like they,
Potsky's got one called Crab and Shrimp Fuel,
right.
And Procure has another one, too.
Yeah.
Procure one I kind of like a lot because it has a better consistency, a thicker consistency. But the Potsky stuff, they do salmon eggs. If you guys are trout fishermen, you're familiar with their little salmon egg baits. So they have access to a lot of salmon. Their bait is an oilier salmon-based bait. So what I've been doing is I've actually been buying the two and mixing the two of them together.
Okay. It's effective.
It's really effective.
It
what I'll do is I'll make my bait cages, fill them up on my bait table, pour this stuff on top of them, and then go out hooping. Or put it in the freezer is even better because it's them more... It's more like a time release.
Oh.
So I'll pre-freeze my bait cages with this scent on top of them, and then when I pull them out, I don't even thaw them out. I just hook them right onto the bait cage with the bait cage clips, and I'm ready to go. Or onto the bait ring with my bait cage clips, I'm ready to go.
Oh, it's so much fun. I can't wait. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to get a report, find out what's biting out there, and more from the guru himself, Jim Salazar. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, Metro, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality. Lobster season's here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based out of SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets to commercial, grade rope, buoys, and baiting accessories. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, and Jim and I are just talking about it. He's a motto guy. I'm a Power Pro guy, and let's talk about how easy it is to change your top shots with Power Pro. And I was just doing it yesterday, you know, with all this big game stuff hanging around. I changed out my trollers from 50-pound to 80-pound yesterday, and I'll tell you what, that John Collins knot for connecting Power Pro to mono works so well. It's easy. It's you can learn it on our YouTube channel, and it's strong. It works.
That's why I learned it on the YouTube channel.
And the thing about Power Pro is, you'll find it ties much easier and much stronger on Power Pro. For whatever reason, the construction of Power Pro makes a stronger knot. It does. And you'll try it, you test it, and you'll see what I mean. Power Pro has so many different choices. The original Power Pro, the hollow ace, for stuff over 80, I go to hollow ace, and then I do loop-to-loop connections. Power Pro is the best stuff. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day-and-a-half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top-of-the-line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
XERPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rock!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. All right, time to find out what's biting back out there. The Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. With the lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, I just got a new Milwaukee tool. Those things are so awesome. We personally know the guys from Job Site Supply, and a fish with them too, that Skeet and his gang are awesome fishermen, and they're awesome at what they do too at Job Site Supply. They're serious about when it comes to dependable job site delivery and the best in Milwaukee tools too. So check out jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And if you're a contractor, you need to do business with Job Site Supply. They are the best, for sure. Let's go ahead and start at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to Brian Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you this morning?
Oh, just so excited about this fishing, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. Gosh, it just keeps rolling, keeps happening. You know, we're pretty stoked on it. It's just another good, solid week for us, just about every single day. You know, we might have had a couple days a little bit slower than others, but good catches nonetheless every day. Majority of the fish this week, you know, both that yellowfin and that skipjack were associated with kelps for us this week. So there's multiple kelps with just some mind-blowing volume on them. You know, it's not the biggest fish in the world, you know, the 5 to maybe 12-pound range on the yellowfin. It's skipjack, you know, that 3 to 5 pound stuff, but just complete screen fillers on both the sonar and the up and down. A few stops this week, two on some open water schools, but like I said, the majority of our fish were caught on some kelps. A couple more wadding on the board this week, too. I know the San Mateo had to have one, as did the Sumfun this week. Not jumbo fish by any means, but still just super cool to have
it's
those.
It's a wahoo.
Wahoo, yeah. On a party boat. Love it.
38 pounds, and I think just a hair under 50, I think, was what they both went. So just super stoked. Those were both caught on the Tribble, obviously. One on an X-Wrap, I think. One of them ate a marlin jig, too. So
sweet.
Close to the beach, just excellent half-day fishing, just keeps rolling. You know, really good kelp bass fishing and some nice bonito in the mix there. And we're still seeing some small yellowtail in the mix there along the edge of some of the bigger kelp beds. So water's warm on the beach, 75, 76 degrees. A couple days, it's, you know, kind of washed out a little bit here or there, but other days we get the current, the water's nice and clean, and it's just like an aquarium. You know, you bring one little scoop of this anchovy that we have for bait, and it's mind-blowing the amount of fish that is there right along the edge of the kelp. So
how fun
we're rolling all week, guys. You guys want to get on a boat, you still need to make a reservation. It's the only way you're going to get out there with us for sure. So the number to the landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
Hey, Brian, a couple notes here. I want to say congratulations to our friend, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial yesterday. It's on our Facebook page, on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. Yesterday, his son caught like a 54-pound wahoo just outside Dana Point.
In the middle of the day.
I saw that
11 o'clock. How about that? Huh? Right there.
Very cool. Yeah, right there. And, you know, guys, you know, we're seeing some of these wild on these kelps here, too, that we're fishing. You know, they're just loaded with the small fish, and they're, you know, obviously they're feeding on that stuff. But, yeah, it's been days we've seen a handful of those things just kind of breeze down the side of the boat.
They're here. It's amazing. Now, the other thing I want to mention is the annual Friends of Rollo Texas Hold'em fundraiser. It's next Saturday, October 3rd at the Dana Point Yacht Club. And everybody that registers is going to get a 3/4-day trip pass from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, which is really, really cool. And thank you guys for doing so much for Friends of Rollo and Fish for Life. You are awesome. If you want to go, check out rollokids.org. You can sign up right online for that Texas Hold'em party and fundraiser next Saturday, October 3rd at 6 o'clock in Dana Point. You should go, man.
And, you know, I saw Jim Holden on the water one day this week, and he's, you know, he's Chris Meyer to get me out there. I'm not the best card player by any means in the world, but hey, it's close to 50 yacht club, so maybe I'll show up.
Why not? You should. All right, one more time. How do we get a hold of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
The number there, guys, is 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web. You can make all your reservations at danawharf.com.
All right, and, of course, right on the front page of our Let's Talk Hookup website, you can click on that Dana Wharf banner and save a bunch of money on a half- and three-quarter-day trip.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate that very much. Waiting for the other guru, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. But in the meantime, that is our Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. Japan's leading fish hook sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna, Dorado, and yellowtail fishing is happening right now. And I'm telling you, that Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook, it should be your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design. It makes it easy to hook your bait. Put fish on the deck. Best hook I've ever used. It's the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook at your favorite tackle store. Back into the phones, and let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Rosemead. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete and Jim.
Morning, Mike.
I'm not a lobster fisherman, but I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Our Pacific Coast spiny lobsters don't have these big gargantuan claws like so-called East Coast or Maine lobsters.
Those are crawdads. If you look at those things and you catch a crawdad and you look at those Maine lobsters and those Western European lobsters, they're crawdads. You go to South Africa, you go to the Red Sea, you go to South America, you go to Florida, the Caribbean, you go to Mexico, on our coast here. Just about everywhere in the world is where you'll find real lobster, spiny lobster.
Spiny lobsters, yeah. So, and here's the interesting thing, too, is one of the reasons why the cold water spiny lobsters, like our lobsters and the New Zealand lobsters, are so highly prized in Asia is the flavor. And they have the sweetest, best tail flavor, and their meat is just...
They love the Australian, the New Zealand, and the American lobsters.
Yeah. So that's why that market is so, so strong for the commercial guys. And they get a lot of money for their
They pets. Got up to, like, I think $24, $20 at the dock for
per pound
yeah. live lobster.
And a live legal lobster is pound and a quarter. So do the numbers. It's worth a lot of money when you catch those things. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. However, you cannot sell a recreational caught lobster. That's really, really important to note. If you see people selling recreational...
Walking around the neighborhood, asking people if they want to... Knocking on your doors, asking if you want to buy a lobster, just get their license number.
Absolutely, because they are damaging the future of our fishery.
They are damaging, but the biggest damage is short lobsters. Anybody that's taking any short lobsters, that's really the biggest damage that they do to our resource.
Yeah, so, you know, if you see people doing that or you know people are doing it...
Cal tip,
for sure, because it's not going to do us... It's going to do nothing but harm the future of our resource. So let the commercial guys do their job and sell the lobster, and we go out and catch them and share them with family and friends, and that's fine. There you go. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Eric in Anaheim. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Jim, first off, I want to thank you for everything you're doing for the recreational lobster. It's just amazing.
Thank you, Eric. I feel like I have a certain responsibility to the resource since I've gotten so many people involved in it through my seminars and my book.
It's all
your
fault. I have
a certain responsibility for it.
Well, I think you're doing a fabulous job. Actually, I even know you from back in the Baytuber days. So from back in float tubing and fishing with all those guys.
With
so
Keo and those
anyways,
guys, cool.
My question for you is, let's say, you know, you head out there, watch the sun go down, drop your hoops, not doing so well, you're going to stay out later than midnight. Do you need to refill your card for fishing the next day? Or
That's
would that
a good
be
question.
You know, I should have asked Lieutenant Cord, because that question came up during the Fred Hall Show seminars last year, or in March, and somebody asked that, and I couldn't answer it. I need to get that question to the department, because it's a department question. So I need to get that to them, and it is a technicality. And you're probably right. You probably do need to, but...
Because it's another day.
Because it's another day. But
yeah, but hey, wait a minute here. It's on a per-trip basis.
Right, and you've left before midnight, so you would be filling it in after. It's one of those gray areas. I'm going to have to contact him and find out.
Yeah, because here's the deal, is you can only keep one limit of lobsters, even though it's 2 days, unless you have a two-day permit, right?
Right.
So if you have
that's kind of where I was going to go with that question, right?
Right. If you have a two-day permit, my guess would be you probably do need to fill out both days, right? But the guys in but we'll find out. Jim's the guru. He's going
to
find out.
I'll
He's
get you
the
answer.
Down.
I'll call back into the show. Yeah,
that's an excellent question that we do need to clarify, because, as you know, as a lobster guy, they cross their T's and dot their I's on everything that is lobster.
Yeah, and boy, are those guys sneaky, man. They show up out of nowhere.
Blacked out Zodiacs, they are good at it.
Yeah.
I like the the guys who put the old coat over the top of their fishing game uniform and then walk up to you and say hello and then pull the coat off and there's their badge right there.
It's amazing how stealth those guys are. I mean, you could be on the water and not see a thing, and there they are on your transom. Right there, all blacked out. It's pretty impressive.
Even more reason to keep the regulations straight,
yep,
you guys.
Absolutely. All right, thanks a lot for the call. Good question.
Yep.
We'll get
thanks,
the answer
Eric.
To that for sure. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more fishing information. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's long range season and time to get your gear ready. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Flatfall, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XERPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer, too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.